Kenora, at the Kenora Senior Bondspiel held from January 16–19 at the Silvia Fedoric Center, Kenora teams dominated the top of the standings by claiming the top three positions. Organizer Vern Schick said local teams may have had somewhat of an advantage heading into the event. "We've been on the ice the last 2 years when some other towns weren't," explained Schick. "Home ice helps too, especially on the first day of the Bondspiel." Schick said it was a very successful event, with 16 teams taking part in the Brandon Draw format. Each team played 5 games, 6 ends each, and attempted to maximize their point totals. 4 points were awarded for a win, 2 points for a tie, 2 points for each end won, and 0 points for a blank end. The Kenora rink skipped by Bob Kolodziejewski finished first with 62 points, including a perfect game where they won all 6 ends for a total of 16 points. Other members of the winning foursome were Daryl Stevenson, third, Robin Ludba, second, and Vicky Peterson, lead. Second place went to the Kenora team skipped by Peter Wychar with 54 points, and Don Probe's Kenora rink placed third with 50 points. Other rinks' foursomes taking part in the Bondspiel included Bill Foreman and Ernie Gazdowicz of Kenora, Tom Foster, Joy Hubick and Bob Lumley of Norquay, Joyce McLean, Gerald Riesker and Scott Sears of Kamsack, Ivan Peterson of Sturgis, Calvin Warner of Springside, Laird Gervais of Crystal Lake, David Zbytniff of Yorkton, and the Ross Tressel Rink of Yorkton, Melville and Kenora. A number of other awards were handed out at the banquet held after the final draw. Larry Dahl of Norquay was the winner of the button draw, with Laird Gervais of Crystal Lake placing second. In addition to finishing second in the Bondspiel, Peter Wychar's rink also won the team draw, ahead of the runner-up Tom Foster rink of Norquay. The most experienced team, with the highest combined age, was the Joyce McLean rink of Kamsack. The Rookie Rink Award went to the Scott Sears foursome, also of Kamsack. The Calvin Warner rink of Springside took home the award for the most sportsmanlike team.